This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, you are so close to the weekend. Just hold on for one more day. And we're going to, I think that was a Wilson Phillips song, but we're going to have a great show tonight. On a Thursday, we are going to talk about the country being handed over to foreigners, of course, as we often do. Where are we at with the actual polling breakdown? For us, against us, how are we looking? Trump's negotiating still with Iran in his own way, and people are falling for it. I don't know why they do it. John Fetterman screwed us again, but boy, he says good things from time to time. All that emails, they are still trying to sell you that fish is delicious, and so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Plus, we're going to have Carol Roth breaking down some economic matters, Ryan Gerdusky. It's going to be just a great show. I'm excited. I'm going to read this to you. Jesse, I love your show. Oh, by the way, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, all 3 hours, I answer your questions. Get them in. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. Don't even have to be political. Jesse, I love your show. I've been thinking about your idea about the Democrat Party would be a 20% party without fraud, foreigners, and cheating. I have a question. If the Supreme Court does its job and rules that birthright citizenship is unconstitutional, how long do you think it will take for the communists to drop their resistance to deporting illegals? Okay. So, skipping past a few things, if the Supreme Court correctly, and I'm not confident of this, by the way, but if the Supreme Court correctly rules that sneaking across the border and crapping out a kid in America doesn't make them an American citizen, if they rule that way, are Democrats going to change their tune and go back to really how Democrats used to be? Deport foreigners. Remember, deporting foreigners was not a partisan thing for most of the country's history. Republicans and Democrats, of course, would argue about taxes and spending and unions and all kinds of things like that, of course, always. But the idea that you deport someone here illegally, who's here illegally, was never controversial, and that was never a Republican-only thing. Democrats, though, we have to understand something. Democrats have found a new bride, if you will. In a republic, a constitutional republic, representative republic, however you want to describe what the United States of America is. Both those are accurate terms, by the way, so don't be the annoying nerd. Now it's a representative republic. Now it's a constant. It's the same freaking thing. In the United States of America, we have elections, obviously. What you need to get power in this country, local, state, federal, what you need are, to make an obvious point, enough votes. Well, people generally, they don't vote as individuals. They vote as a coalition, at least the way politicians look at things. They don't look out at a crowd if they're sitting there giving a speech, and even though they'll hopefully make eye contact with you at some point in time and act like they're talking to you, they're not actually talking to you. What do they want? They want you and all your friends. They want a coalition. And it's always been this way in politics. This is not unique to America. In Roman times, where the people had a vote, you're looking for coalitions. There's a coalition that wants this and a coalition that wants that. Coalitions. You are coalition building at all times. Let's pause on the communists for a second. Donald Trump, because we're going to get to polling with Ryan Gerdusky and things like that later. Donald Trump. Why did Donald Trump cruise to the presidency his second time? He didn't just win the Electoral College, the popular vote. Why did he cruise to it? Well, here's something we don't like, but it's true. It wasn't because of me and my vote. It wasn't because of you and your vote. Donald Trump always had my vote. I was always going to vote that way. If he was running again, I'd vote that way again. He always had your vote. Donald Trump won the popular vote of the United States of America because a coalition was built. Why did he bring in RFK Jr.? It was this big moment. He introduced him on stage. RFK Jr., lifelong Democrat. Then he ran as an independent. Then he drops out of the race. RFK Jr. walks out on stage. Donald Trump introduces him. It was this really cool moment during the campaign of unity. Look at us. We're in this thing together. RFK Jr. has wildly different views than Donald Trump does on a variety of different things. Probably wildly different views than you. What did he bring? Well, I'm sure I've heard the term. You know what it means. MAHA. Make America healthy again. Now, that may not be a huge issue for you, and I'll be honest with you. That's not a huge issue for me. And don't get me wrong. I want America to be healthy. I want people to eat right and work out more. And I understand that's important for a country. I just don't vote on that. That's not huge for me. But I'll tell you this. There are a lot of people who vote that way. My wife. I've told you. She knows politics, but she's not hugely political. Probably more of a normie. She always just votes for who I tell her to. But she... personally, Donald Trump will make her laugh one day and then she'll just shake her head. She can't believe that he says or does certain things on other days. She's not in love with Donald Trump. She's not going to have some Make America Great Again hat. She's not going to do that. Donald Trump bringing in RFK with the things he was talking about the food supply, about pharmaceuticals, about working out. My wife was all in after that. I'm in. All these health freaks. That was part of the coalition. That was part of it. That is Donald Trump brilliantly in a presidential campaign adding to your vote into my vote. I was already with him. You were already with him. He brought in Ob and everybody who thinks like that. She doesn't think about taxes and spending in the border the way you and I do. She thinks about what's in the food supply. This is poison. I should eat healthier. That's what motivates her. Coalition building. Bring in MAHA. Do you remember Donald Trump? He went on all these non-political podcasts that young men listen to. Podcasting is huge now. It's a huge business. They podcast this show. More than half my listeners are podcasts now. You might be listening to me the next day. Maybe it's Friday when you're hearing me right now because you're listening to the podcast. Anyway, podcasting is big business. People want to walk around and listen to who they want to listen to whenever they want to listen to it. That's just the nature of the beast. Well, so many people have started these podcasts, and there are these podcasts, and I don't know any of these people, so I'm not speaking against them or for them, but I know of them, these Theo Vaughn, and of course, Joe Rogan has got the biggest one in the country, and these podcasts, well, you may not consume these podcasts. I do not, as you know. I don't listen to anybody else. But there are a ton of young people, especially young men, who do. All kinds of them. And they don't wake up and roll over and grab their phone and download the Jesse Kelly Show. They wake up and roll over and grab their phone and they download Joe Rogan. And by the way, I'm not complaining. I don't care. Go be successful. I don't care about that. I've never cared about anyone else's success. I think that's wonderful. Go. I'm glad they're listening to something. Well, these young men, not even hugely political young men, many of them dissatisfied with their lot in life in America. They don't feel like they've been given, and maybe this is you, young men, young women, don't feel like they've been given the same opportunities their parents have as things have kind of constricted in this country. I know Donald Trump going on Theo Vaughn's show may have meant nothing to you whatsoever. It meant a lot to those young men who listened to Theo Vaughn. They, of course, knew who Donald Trump was. Maybe they liked him before. Maybe they didn't. But you wake up, you roll over, you download Theo Vaughn's show, and Donald Trump cares enough to talk to me? My boy Theo Vaughn is having Donald Trump on there? And Trump's so good at that? What did it do? I'm not getting sidetracked here. Just stay with me. What did it do? It added to the coalition. Think about you're the core. In an avocado, you're that big nut in the middle. Is it a nut, Chris? I think so. Whatever. You're the big nut or seed in the middle. That's what you are. That's what I am. You're solid. You're not going anywhere. These, the Maha people, the young men listening to Theo Von, that's adding the disgusting avocado cream stuff that so many of you love to the outside and growing the thing. Coalition building in politics is everything. Adding to it, and when you get people in it, you try to keep them in it by delivering things for them they want. Now, that was our side. That's why Donald Trump is president of the United States of America. Let's go back to the question about foreigners. Will Democrats abandon them? We'll come back to them, the communists. We're going to do so many other things on the show. Let's do this first. Let's get rid of your pain. Do you even remember what it was like to be pain-free? When you woke up in the morning and your knee didn't hurt? When you could go to work, pound nails, and your elbow didn't swell and hurt. You remember what that used to be like? You could play golf, go for a hike. Relief Factor can give you that life back. You know that. Relief Factor does it by doing this. Your body's trying to fight that inflammation. Relief Factor gives your body the support it needs to do it successfully. And they do it without drugs. These aren't pain pills. It is a supplement, natural ingredients. It will build up in your body the longer you take it. You take it every day, and your pain disappears. Go back to being pain-free. $19.95 to try it for 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com or 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Thursday. Talking about, if you just joined us, got a question in about Democrats. If we get rid of this birthright citizenship insanity, are they going to change on a dime and start deporting foreigners? And then I was discussing coalition building. We oftentimes don't look at politics that way because I'm just an individual. You're just an individual. But the people in power, the politicians, they do look at it that way. You don't want to, you can't win elections just being the nut at the center of the avocado. You have to add more and more disgusting avocado green cream crap to the outside of it in order to win elections. Chris, I can't help it. Aubrey loves avocado. It's just so disgusting. I've tried it time. What? Not even guacamole? No, Chris. Guacamole is disgusting. And don't think you can add a bunch of good things to guacamole and that all of a sudden is some kind of defense of avocado. And by the way, there's no way avocado is kosher, Chris. There's no way. Is it? You people can eat these? Is it a fruit? Or a vegetable? Oh, I didn't know what all the rules were. Anyway, I don't have time to deal with Chris right now. Coalition building. So back to Democrats. Democrats have discovered something, and they've discovered it over the years. It's not like this is a new discovery. Decades, Democrats discovered something. Their domestic coalition traditionally is high maintenance, if you will. What do I mean by high maintenance? Well, unions are a famously Democrat thing. Famously Democrat thing. But unions, if they rally their union members and they give you funds and they become, you know, workers for your campaign and they get you elected as a Democrat, unions are transactional, obviously. Unions expect a return on that investment. They expect a return. And by the way, the return needs to be significant. These union guys, many of whom listen to the show, which I love, I just love it that it's a blue collar show. These union guys don't think that you're going to give them a welfare check, a $500 Visa card, and they'll sign up and vote for you. If you are a union guy and you work and you pay to get a Democrat in office, you made him mayor, right? You made him part of the state senate, whatever. You expect returns on that. You know who doesn't need much for returns? foreigners. Foreigners. Political coalitions. What if, okay, so we let's go back to Trump. Trump currently, don't yell at me, it just is what it is. Trump is losing his coalition. You're still here. I'm still here. If he was up for election again tomorrow, I'm still voting for him. But that avocado nut, you were always going to be there. The MAHA people, he's lost some of them. The young men who listened to Theo Vaughn and Joe Rogan, they wanted him to focus domestically, focus on America, be all about America. They don't feel like he is right now. He's losing them. Why? They expected delivery. This is not even me insulting Trump at all. You can only do so much in a year, but they expected a return on their investment. Young men came out in droves and voted for Donald Trump, not because they're ideological like you or like I am, because they wanted this, they wanted that. Donald Trump thus far has not delivered for them, according to the polling. That's how they feel. Again, I don't want your emails. I'm mad at you. I don't give a crap. According to the polling, Donald Trump has not delivered for them, and they're angry about it. We've lost them. We can get them back, but we've lost them as of right now. Now, what does that say? Well, Donald Trump had to deliver them something. But the thing about foreigners is they are leaving a crappy place. They're always leaving some dump. And you don't have to deliver much to them if you're a Democrat. You just don't. They are the very definition politically of a cheap date. If you are a Democrat and you bring that person in from Haiti, and you get them signed up for welfare, and they're staying at a free hotel in downtown New York City, and you've got pupusas delivered to them every single night, well, you can get caught in the worst scandal in the world tomorrow. You can get caught in a Bob Menendez scandal with gold bars underneath your bed. And by the way, as you're caught with your mistress and 10 pounds of cocaine. And that foreigner you brought in from Haiti is still going to crawl across a mile of broken glass to vote for you tomorrow, the next day, and the day after. There is nothing you can do if you have delivered him his welfare check. And you're a Democrat, there is nothing you can do to lose his vote. It's simple math. If you're a Democrat, your traditional coalition is just more high maintenance than foreigners are. You know that guy from Africa, from Honduras, from Haiti, from India, from wherever, he's going to be with you always for the cost of a welfare check. We'll finish up on this. We'll do some other things next. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday going into a Friday. Hey, Chris, grab that audio from Yvette Clark. She's the one she's the Democrat who got really, really honest. I want that audio as soon as you get a chance. She's a Democrat member of Congress. Just whenever you get it, it's fine. It's fine. Yvette Clark. So I'm gonna make my point again by going back to Trump. And I was talking about the coalition that we're losing here. I'm going to read you an email. Now, you might get mad about this, but I'm going to read you an email. This proves a point that I'm trying to make about foreigners and the Democrats' allegiance to them. Jesse, regarding that guy named Steve last week who's losing his faith in the Trumpster, I am on his side. I have been hoping to buy a house for 5 years, but Cadaver Joe destroyed that hope. Trump is not doing anything to bring that hope back. He's just making things worse. I'm just some dumb combat veteran from Iraq who voted for Orange Man 3 stupid times, and my investments are down about 70% in 1 year because of that narcissistic beephole. How am I supposed to have any faith when what little wealth I have is being destroyed every day? I'm not rich like you. And it goes on and on and on. He's not being mean or insulting at all. But don't you can get mad at that guy all you want. I'm not going to give out his name. But that's an email we got. We got that email this morning. Now, what happened? Well, he just laid it out pretty clearly. He voted. He was part of the Trump coalition. He's part of the reason Trump is in the White House today. And rightly or wrongly, he does not feel as if he has gotten a return on that investment, right? You know who has never one time written an email like this into a show? Never one time. The barbarian from El Salvador with a rap sheet 10 miles long, who was brought into the country, flown into the country at your expense by Democrats, and he now lives in a housing development. You pay for his rent. You pay for his health care. He's had 87 kids since he got into the country. They're all American citizens. In fact, he's just stacking up welfare check after welfare check. He has never one time been tempted to send an email into a show and say, I voted for Democrats and I regret it. They haven't done anything for me. He's a cheap, easy date. Listen to Yvette Clark. This is some time ago. This is back in last July. Democrat member of Congress. Credit to her for being the one who's so stupid she just came right out and said it. Why don't Democrats court unions as much as they used to? Why have they almost left behind so much of their domestic coalition? They found a cheaper date.
I'm from Brooklyn, New York. We have a diaspora that can absorb a significant number of these migrants. And when I hear colleagues talk about, the doors of the inn being closed, no room in the inn, I'm saying, I need more people in my district, but just for redistricting purposes. And those members could clearly fit here.
Why does Chuck Schumer get up in front of the public and say this?
Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
Mayor of Chicago just rolled out a new snowplow. This new snowplow says abolish ICE on it.
Take a moment to, I guess, take in all that you all have been waiting for. This moment is finally here. The snowplow with the most votes, most entries, abolish ICE. Thank you very much.
Remember when Donald Trump got elected and started deporting foreigners? And he has, by the way. Let's give some credit. Let's not do the he hasn't done anything. I'm looking at a map right here from the New York Times. Negative net migration from Seattle, from LA, from Denver, Chicago, New York City, Washington, D.C., Dallas, Miami, El Paso. He is deporting people. He's deporting a lot of them. Remember when he first got elected and started doing that? Remember how heavy the propaganda was?
Babies are being ripped away from their parents by masked agents. We can and must do better.
This president has unleashed a war on our own people and our communities. It is terrorizing our communities.
They are not going after criminals. They're going after anybody that is brown, that looks like me, that can't pass as what they say as a typical American.
They're going to arrest me for doing my job? I mean, as mayor, my number one responsibility is to keep Angeleno safe. Now, it never dawned on me that I would have to worry about keeping Angeleno safe from my own government.
This is Gestapo-like behavior.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets.
When you compare the old films of the Gestapo grabbing people off the streets of Poland. It does look like a Gestapo operation.
You posted on social media that, quote, ICE is acting like a terrorist force.
ICE agents, they are coming and kidnapping and disappearing people on the streets of the United States.
Democrats have a new coalition. The sad part is there are current parts of the Democrat coalition who haven't fully accepted that yet. Some of them are waking up. You saw a record number of black men voting for Donald Trump last election. Don't get me wrong, the overwhelming majority of black people still vote Democrat every time. But black men are looking around and their communities are being flooded with foreigners and they're saying to themselves, wait a minute, what? Democrats don't have a domestic coalition they value anymore. The foreigner is simply perfect for them. He's a cheap, easy date. You can bring him in mass. We now have so many insane judges and laws and sanctuary cities in this country where it's virtually impossible to get him out sometimes once you get him in here. Remember how hard the Trump administration had to deport the convicted human trafficker? They sent him away. They actually went down and had to fly him back into the country. And no, it's virtually impossible to get him out. And Democrats figured out a long time ago, they're a cheap, easy date. Oh, and by the way, they're voting. Let's not be naive. They buy Social Security numbers on the black market. They get ID illegally oftentimes, sometimes legally in Democrat places. And they're voting at the polls, and we all know who they're voting for. They're voting for Democrats en masse. That's why Democrats are so concerned about the prospect of ICE showing up at the polling places.
Now, why, Mr. Speaker, would Immigration and Customs Enforcement be needed at state and locally run election sites? The Trump administration has tried to make DHS and ICE into their private, politically motivated national police to intimidate travelers at the airport now and voters at the ballot box in November.
That was Benny Thompson, but Benny Thompson's simply saying what Democrats have been screaming about for weeks, months now. We can't have ICE at the polling locations. We can't have ICE at the polling locations. That's funny. Let me ask you a personal question. If you drove up to vote tomorrow, and there were, not one, there were 20 ICE agents, full tactical gear, would you worry about it? Would it bother you? Oh, it wouldn't? I wouldn't worry about it. I'd say, hey, fellas, as I walked right by. It bothers Democrats because illegals are voting in elections. All right, we'll do some emails before we get on to other things. Let's talk about finding that great employee. The one who makes your life easier. Oh, they're like a diamond. They're hard to find. You find them, they're worth everything. And vice versa. When you have that one that just drags you down, like Chris, every day they make your life more and more difficult. ZipRecruiter's here to give you the best ones and give them to you fast. You are not a hiring manager. You don't have all day, every day to go out and find that temporary employee you're going to need for the summer, to find that next vice president of marketing, to whatever you're looking for, ZipRecruiter has them already. ZipRecruiter is the hiring site employers prefer the most because they make it easy. And they make it fast. Isn't fast what you're looking for? You don't need someone 6 months from now. You need someone now. ZipRecruiter, 4 out of 5 employers who use it find somebody good the first day. The first day. You're tomorrow away from finding that one you want. Try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an amazing Thursday. Remember, you can email the show your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Halfway through next hour, remember, Ryan Gradusky is going to join us. Ryan is the ultimate political polling nerd. He loves it. He breaks it all down demographically. And I'm warning you right now, he pulls no punches with reality. Sometimes he tells us things that make us stand up and cheer, and sometimes he says things that has us crying and weeping and begging for mercy. Nevertheless, I'm going to ask him very directly, how are we doing as it looks for the midterms? Who's holding strong? How's that coalition that we've been discussing? How's that coalition holding together? And if we have lost some, why? And if we've lost them, can we win them back? But we're going to ask Ryan Gerdusky all these things halfway through next hour. Dear esteemed sir, I am esteemed, Chris. I enjoy the crap out of your show, but I'm new to being a somewhat regular listener. When folks email the show, some call you Bronco. Is this your old nickname from the Corps or what? Says his name is Dave. Dave, I oftentimes give myself nicknames. Sometimes there's an explanation for it. Sometimes, as in Bronco, I just kind of think it's cool. I have always wanted a cool nickname my entire life. I wanted a cool nickname. I could never, ever, ever seem to get one. All the nicknames seem to be insulting in some way. And I decided at some point that if you want a cool nickname, you have to give one to yourself. That's just the bottom line. And that's what I've decided to do. It's been wildly successful so far, and I would highly recommend you do the same. Hey, Jesse, a couple comments from your March 25th show noting that normies voted Democrat because of what they hear in the media. That's partly true, but it's worse. It goes back to when you played a segment of the ex-Soviet spy discussing mass psychosis wearing down a population. I live outside Portland, Oregon, and that's what I see. People still pretend Antifa doesn't exist and there really isn't a homeless population around here. They will absolutely not believe what is in front of their eyes. They just won't accept what they don't want to accept. When I remind them there was a Portland mayoral candidate in 2020 that ran under the slogan, "I am Antifa," I get a blank stare. A second reason for what happened in 2020 is that the riots worked. People voted Democrat because by voting Democrat, they figured the rioting would stop. The riots worked, he said. Well, the truth is sometimes in life, the bad guy has advantages the good guy simply doesn't have because he has a moral code that really isn't a moral code, because he has no moral code, I guess is a better way to put it. He has freedoms you and I don't have. Look at what's happening right now with these TSA lines in the airport. Democrats have done this, and they're not intimidated. We just had another vote fail today. It was a few hours ago in the House of Representatives. Democrats have created a travel nightmare in the United States of America, and they're not worried about it at all, because they are completely unencumbered by anything like a moral code or worrying about making your life better or anything like that. They just march forward as a terrorist organization, and they feel pretty strongly, and to be honest, they're probably not incorrect about this, they feel pretty strongly that Republicans will cave in the end. And honestly, the Trump White House and the Senate Republicans have already indicated a willingness to do so. Well, I mean, I guess we can cut a little bit of ICE funding. Well, I guess we can separate this part out. Democrats have learned that they can be terrorists. They can plague the United States of America. They can terrorize the United States of America over and over and over and over again. And in the end, Republicans will be the ones who back off to make the pain stop. You can never negotiate with these people, ever. A thousand times I have warned this, that you can't give them an inch, even at times when you may be tempted to do so. Speaking of the George Floyd riots, they started tearing down statues. And of course, they started with Confederate statues, Robert E. Lee. And so many people on the right, scared of being called racist or something like that, found it impossible to defend a Robert E. Lee statue. Well, I don't want people to think I'm pro-slavery. So, okay, you can have a Robert E. Lee statue, just nothing else. Just not, okay, just that one. Just nothing else, okay, guys? Just the Confederate ones. Nothing else, though, okay? And how'd that work out in the end? Before long, they're taking Teddy Roosevelt statues out of New York City, Christopher Columbus statues coming down, Thomas Jefferson disappearing, because the communist thrives on the weakness of Republicans, on the weakness of the right. You can never give them an inch. And in fact, as I said at the time, and a bunch of people got mad at me, oh, Jesse, I'm offended. If they tear down a Robert E. Lee statue, you build 10 more of them. It's the only way to deal with terrorists. You have to double down, triple down. When the communist tells you he hates something, no, he really hates something. No, he really, really, really hates something. Feed it to him over and over and over and over again. That's why I loudly told the Trump administration when the communists were running that op in Minnesota with the street animals surrounding ICE and everything else, double down, triple down. We don't want the feds here. Send in twice as many. We'll break into your car. We'll throw our street animals out there to get them killed. Good. Declare the Insurrection Act and send in the Marines. You can't negotiate with these people, or it's like sharks when there's blood in the water. They love it. They just go crazy. They just eat it up. All right. We have another hour. We'll talk briefly, very, very briefly about Iran, get to more emails, bad news about the economy and more. Hang on.